We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have the question. Will life as a union employee be better at Spot Coffee? And give me your experiences with the union. They voted overwhelmingly. I mean, the number is unbelievable. 43-6. To unionize Spot Coffee. They represent about 90 employees. Now they'll have to come up with a contract. And do you think it'll be better than it was before? Let me see. What do we have online here? Text at 30930 says, Sandy, I personally know the owners of one of the Spot Coffee shops. They just opened about 2 years ago. They put everything into this business. I know they did not anticipate this happening in their plan. I'm sure this will be a hardship on their profit margin. Absolutely will be, simply because anything that adds to the cost of doing business makes you less competitive. Spot employees should review what happened to the Courier Express, this one says. Yes, you went out Sunday to get the Courier Express and it wasn't there. That's because the courier wasn't there. And look it up and see the history of it. Oh, another says, what about union dues? Yeah, I don't think they think too much about that, but it is certainly a consideration. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy. I'm glad you survived our little torrential downpour this morning.
I put my floaties on and came into work.
You're a trooper.
That's it.
You know, Sandy, if I'm not mistaken, I think the majority of the workers that work at these Spot Coffees are part-time workers. You would think that, you know, being unionized, what benefit is it to them?
Yeah, usually full-time workers are the ones that are unionized.
Right, but how many of them are there? I mean, these people better put their thinking caps on, because once you're unionized and then you're controlled by the regulations that are between the union and management, and then you have your union dues that have to be taken out every month. It really does put a strain on management. And these Spot Coffees, it's not like a major major corporation, like, you know, when we used to have Bethlehem Steel or.
No, they have 90 employees that would be covered by this.
90 employees here, for crying out loud. And I would venture to say that 80% of them are part-timers. They're going to be there for the season. Or these kids are in college or high school, just trying to make a few bucks, and I just don't understand this, where this unionization is coming from.
Well, unless the owners of these Spot Coffees were really terrible overseers and produced hardships for the workers, they're probably not going to be better off. If they were experiencing that, that might be cut back. But there again, it's all what's written in the contract and labor law. It's all covered under one of those two things. And so we'll see where it goes.
I mean, I don't go to Spot Coffee all that much. But, I mean, when I do go there, it's usually I never see the same faces there at any given time and any given week. But yeah, I used to work in a plant, and I started off being in the union. And let me tell you, it was a crappy union. And they took out union dues, and I fought with the union president all the time about why should I have to pay union dues when I don't believe in what the union was doing for me, you know. And they always dictated which way I should vote in general elections, and I never followed the union line, and I was always at odds with what they were doing. I always felt that if you're a good worker, you do your job, the company generally, you know, looked on you with a favorable eye. And
well, I think you're right. At the beginning of our conversations, when you talked about huge corporations where you're just another name, they don't know you, you don't know them, and they have to set up work rules. When you only have 90 employees in four different locations, everybody should get to know each other, and if you have good working experience, getting into a union is going to cause problems, because unions preach adversity. That's what they sell. They sell, if we weren't here to save you, you'd be in deep doo-doo. That's what they sell.
And you're always going to have one or two people, or three people, or whatever, they're going to be agitators. They're always going to be anti-corporation or anti-management, and there's always going to be that abrasiveness there. And you and it's going to happen at Spot Coffee. I'll bet you a week's paycheck that that's going to happen, and it's not going to help Spot Coffee. It's a small outfit, for crying out loud. It's not as if they got 100 or 1,000 stores roaming around here where they have a lot of employees.
And look what you're selling. You're selling coffee and pastry and food, and people want to come in there because they like it and it tastes good. And the last thing they want is any adversity or somebody with a puss on, as my mother used to say.
Right, because you want customer service. When you go up there and you order your coffee or your latte or your donut or whatever the heck you're ordering, you want somebody who's pleasant, who didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed and is growling about, well, I'm not getting paid enough money.
Yep.
I'm gonna go to my union representative because the manager of the store is not treating me. He didn't smile at me this morning or whatever.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's not. I don't think this is the right way to go.
I hear you loud and clear, Frank, and I think you are right on the button. Thank you. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you would like to call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. If you want to text, that's 30930, and you can also go to the Facebook page. Hi, Sandy. I have been a Spot Coffee fanatic since Delaware Chippewa opening. I feel bad they needed to unionize for coffee. Most of them are not making this their career. I worked at the Courier Express Union Brothers, closed, and I feel bad the Spot will not be here much longer. So they definitely have a negative view of the move here. I was a union member my whole life and have mixed feelings about it. My biggest problem with unions is they financially support the Democratic Party, and the Dems are out to destroy big business. Well, that's certainly a concern. They usually do. You're right about that. Let's go to Bill in Cheektowaga. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I'd just like to let you know first, I've been a union representative in the state of New York, representing court personnel in New York State. And negotiating contracts for them.
All right, tell us about it.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go off your subject just a little bit, if I may.
Sure.
Here's the answer to it. When we negotiated contracts with the state of New York, we went down and did it with the Office of Court Administration. You do not negotiate with the state of New York, Cuomo and his boys. You negotiate with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. They have their own budget. They go to the state of New York to get money to run the court system and pay the court employees. That's how the courts are run. Now, here's the thing. When I was in the union, I was at a certain number, like 14, 13. That was my pay grade. What happened was we went down there to a special convention held by our union. And it was for one purpose and one purpose only.
What's that?
Our union dues, everybody in that union was paying a certain amount. But now they wanted to do it this way. As you were promoted to a higher grade, you would pay a higher union dues.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Yeah, and the court personnel, which I represent, said, no way, what are you talking about? This is ridiculous. You're not giving us anything extra. Well, we were defeated. And we argued our point. We took civil service exams to be promoted. The union didn't promote us. We did it on our own. We had to promote ourselves through civil service exams. And yet, when we promoted ourselves, the union says, okay, you got to pay more money to our dues. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, you didn't get it for. They didn't get it for you. So why should you get a piece of that? Dip your beak in that one.
Absolutely. Now, getting to these people with the coffee shop, I hope they realize, yes, there's going to be union dues. There's going to be hours of employment. There's going to be a lot of different things that they will have to do and not have to do. And the company, at this stage, I'll say, if they last, fine. But I think they're going to close their doors. The restaurant, money. The profit in a restaurant is minimal.
Yeah, and they'll be less competitive, and they've got tough competitors in the marketplace now, like Tim Hortons and others.
Oh, absolutely. I hope these people realize they might not have a job in a little while.
I hear you. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you for calling. Could be right. Now, Beamer, you've been to Spot Coffee. I've not, and Tony has not either. How does it stack up to Hortons, say?
It's more of a walk-in, sit-down type place. I mean, they have a...
Then a drive-through?
Yeah. Okay. Their coffee's decent. They have a lot of good,
pastries?
They do have that. But they have more of your complicated coffee-like drinks.
Oh,
your espressos.
Your lattes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
El Grande.
And it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good. I'd say it's better than Starbucks when you get one of those mixed, those cappuccinos, lattes, all that stuff.
Let me tell you something. Anything's better than Starbucks, but go ahead.
They have a really good lunch menu. I had the BLT sandwich there. It's really good. They usually have a good soup.
So it's a nice place.
So to break it down, yeah, it's a nice place, a nice sit down type of coffee shop.
The difference in being union represented in a coffee shop like this, when you go into a coffee shop, you expect good coffee and a nice pastry or something or a sandwich. Something like that. But you also want a happy employee. That's something that you don't want somebody with a puss on growling at you for your order. You want somebody who's amiable, conversational, that sort of thing. And some are a lot better at that than others. And so when somebody gets promoted, somebody gets promoted in a union shop, unless it's specified in the contract, the bottom line is, they don't protect the weakest. I mean, the best, they protect the weakest. And so that's the problem. If you're not a great employee, you're going to be represented by the union. And the good employees are saying, how come you're bothering with them? I'm doing a much better job. Their job is to protect everybody in the unit. In fact, they have to. Contractually, they have to protect everybody the same. And so that's how it is.
Why do they feel, the workers feel, that they needed a union?
I don't know, but I can tell you by the vote, unless they had some union activists in there, when the vote is 43-6, it tells me that there's a general workers' revolt, basically. 43-6? Are you kidding me?
I mean, are there conditions bad in a coffee shop?
Who knows?
I don't normally go to coffee shops, so
who
I don't know.
Some of the things could be hours. Maybe they have to work overtime when they don't want to. Maybe it's the promotional scale, how they work that. There's a million things. Now, all it takes is one union activist planted among the group, because there's only 90 employees in the group, to get things going. And I'm guessing that this is the first or second or maybe third job that most of these people have ever had. Whether they've been in a union environment or not, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is the union always sounds tempting. I'll be protected. Maybe I'll get a raise. I'll know what it is. But you give up a lot of things for that. I'm just telling you, if you don't know that, you will learn that. That will happen. Mr. Beamer, another, please.
Yeah, let's go to Top Fan Rich, who says, good luck. I don't think anyone wants to pay $5 for a medium cup of coffee. I also don't believe the employees will be too happy once they see those union dues on their minimum wage check for 4 hours a week.
And they will see them. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan just retired. You're on WBEN.
I did, Sandy, and the conversation is interesting, and I guess I'm going to be, for the most part, pro-union. I think there's pros and cons to everything, but I would say that Spot Coffee has some unhappy employees. Which brought up,
yeah, with that 43-6 vote, I would say so.
Right, but for me, as a union employee with one company for decades, I was grateful. I think my boss viewed the union kind of as a HR tool. He negotiated the contracts. They were for 3 and 4 year duration. It covered medical. In later years, it also covered the increased cost of medical and how that was going to be handled. And it was twofold. It covered me as an employee, okay, while I was working, but it had the foresight to know that one day I would be older, I wouldn't be working any longer, and I do have a pension.
Wow, that's very rare, yes.
In today's world, but municipal jobs have pensions, and I think that's partly where the union fails, because in municipalities, the state would be included. The funding comes from the tax base, which generally relates to property tax, which creates a problem because homeowners can only afford so much of an expenditure. And when the snowplow guy makes more than the teacher living on the block who's paying the snowplow guy's pay via the tax, that does create a problem. I will say this. McDonald's is an $85 billion entity. And profits today, corporate profits, I've heard a lot of your callers allude to the fact that if you open up the union is anti-business, Democrats are anti-corporation. And I would say in my lifetime, the last 30 years, that corporate profits, the pay of the CEOs of the corporation, we've become a stock market-based type economy. The mom-and-pop employer is almost an oddity. And corporations today, they are paying a lesser tax burden, even under Mr. Trump with the Tax Cut and Job Act, and their profits have soared, and employee wages and benefits are stagnant. That's the reason the health care debate.
The whole thing in the workforce is how many people can do what you do. That is the key. The more people that can do it, the less money you're going to make. The fewer people that can do it, the more money you're going to make. You mentioned McDonald's. Ever since minimum wages started going crazy a few years ago, McDonald's now, I know it started in Germany, and now I think it's here, they have mechanized ways to cook the hamburgers, and they can make them on huge trays. You see them. So what's happening is the people who used to make them one at a time are going to be needed less the more adventurous they get in coming up with the machinery that can do it in place of the workers. Hey, thanks, Dan. Gotta run. Thank you very much. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The vote was in. It wasn't close. Let me tell you, the Spot Coffee employees voted 43-6 to unionize. So now they will go to come up with a contract with the owners of Spot Coffee and see what happens there. They have 90 employees. They'll be covered by this agreement. And we don't know much about the contract yet because they haven't negotiated it. But once they do, we'll find out whether this was a good move for the employees or not. The only reason I would think that they would be so overwhelming is if they, I mean, a 43-6 is a landslide, is that they're not very happy about something in the workplace, either hours or overtime, or it might be something as simple as pay. Just remember, as I was talking to Dan in West Seneca, the more people that can do your job, the less money you're going to make. So if you're in a profession where almost anybody can do what you do, you're not going to be earning much money, and the union's not going to be able to do much for you. You're not going to get anything as an individual because you're not considered an individual. Now, if you make yourself, here's a clue now. If you make yourself more valuable to the company, say you've got a great, you're in the coffee business, you've got a great disposition, people love you, you pour the coffee just right, oh, look at those desserts, come back for lunch, all because of this one employee. That one employee is not going to be any better treated than the worst employee once you become a union house. You got to recognize that. The union is required by law. They don't have any choice to represent everybody and to represent everybody as fairly as possible. You, because you're better than the group and you're bringing in more money, you're not going to get anything more in a union house. That's just the way it is. And if you don't know that, it's going to be a big shock for you. Here's a couple of texts, and then we'll get some Facebook, too. Okay, let me see. Whoops. Oh, it's scrolled already. So, when we get a lot of calls, it scrolls before I can even get up there. Here's some. A union shop is where workers doing the bare minimum are considered overachievers. I think that's not really a pro-union there text. Where has Dan been? Salaries are stagnant? Really? His comments were right on with the leftist mob. By the way, I'm not the only one feeling this way about Dan. Well, I like Dan, and Dan is a Democrat, and he's probably more left than most of us are, but he's still a good guy. Hi, Sandy. Spot Coffee should talk to a Tops Market employee how their union sold them out with their pensions. Not familiar with that. I ran a full-service national breakfast restaurant for 20 years. The profit margin is 5 cents on a dollar, $2 million in sales. I don't think Spot Coffee will be able to be in business long. See, that's sad. Yes.
One thing that bothers me, and I've brought this up on previous shows, is why, you know, if I'm in a union, why do I have to put dues towards your union and you're going to donate money to a political cause that I don't agree with? That bothers me.
Now, there are some various states have attacked that and made that iffy as to the employee could, keep a part of it from being used for a political purpose. There's several court cases involving that. They've taken this up. Of course, the cases started with, why do I have to pay union dues at all if I don't like the union? The answer is you don't have to join the union, according to the Supreme Court. This was a famous case. You don't have to join the union, but you got to pay the dues. Well, if you're going to pay the dues, you might as well be in the union, right? Obviously. And they've amended that somewhat. So these things are at different places, different ways they handle it, but that's always been something big. I don't want my union representing Democrats only, and you shouldn't have to. Buzzy, what do you got on Facebook, please?
We'll go with Rick, who says, you know what? I'll stick to my $2 Tim Hortons coffee, and after 7, I'll get a free one.
Oh, how about that? I know that I thought they were talking about yourself. After 7, you'll get a free one.
We'll go to Leo, who says, good or bad, one thing is for sure, those high schoolers are in for a surprise. The first check, those union dues come out.
It's such a beautiful moment. I wish we could be there. That's the only thing. We don't get to see it or hear it. But I wish we were there when they open up the envelope with great surprise. Wow, I worked X amount of hours this week, and I can hardly wait. It's my first check. And then they open it up. First hit they see is the government. And they go, how come I have to pay these? That's because you haven't had to pay these all your life. Now you're working and you have to. Welcome to the club. You wonder why mom and dad bitch about the government? Here it is. Now you can join too.
Was it Jim Neighbors who said, surprise, surprise,
surprise, surprise. That's the first thing people see is that. And also your union dues and other dues for different things, insurance and whatever. But you always look at it and wish you could keep the gross. You get to keep the net. And whatever is left, you get. That's pretty sad. Another one, please.
Marcia says, the right to organize is the bedrock of America. They voted, and it's their decision. Back in the 40s, my mother led a fight to unionize retail workers downtown. It's a good thing. Well, Marcia, I have a response. How did those retail jobs downtown go?
Yeah, exactly. You don't see a lot of retail going on downtown. And you have to remember that you're not an individual once you join the union. You got to remember that, okay? So you may say that they don't speak for you, but the bottom line is you're in the group. The union speaks for the group, not individuals. And so that's the way it is. If the group wants something, that's the way you go. You don't get an individual. Now, you can certainly be an advocate within the union for things that you would like to see done. But as far as your standing, you're the same as the next guy.
I had a teacher in high school. Now, obviously, these were private conversations, not in front of a class. But he said, you know, he was a member of the union. Like you said, he had to pay the dues. So why not join the union right away? But it irked him that all of that money he paid to the union either went to the head of the union or the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's you don't want to follow that, see where the money goes. So look what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. The money may be a giant stadium, but he won't have his own box. We'll take a break and be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. In this article in the Buffalo News, written by Samantha Christman, different companies react differently to having the union voted in. Obviously, a company called Mighty Good, they're in Michigan. Mighty Good announced it would close all of its cafes, saying retail operations caused the family to experience unexpected stress. The owners are getting unexpected stress, so they decided to close the company because of the union vote. So there. Now you have no job. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So the website is still up and running because when Tony and I looked for it, they still have a website. It makes it look like it's open, but then there's a letter on the website saying that it's made it too difficult and they've had to close their doors.
Sure. I mean, a family operation is liable to do that for you. By the way, you had an update on traffic.
Yeah, Sandy, the 219 from north from Mile Strip to through the 90 right before the 400. So if you're starting on the 219, getting on to the 90 before the 400 is backed up, pretty much a standstill. We had a caller say it took her almost an hour to get from the 219 at Mile Strip to Walden Avenue. So if you can't avoid it, I would.
Wow, that is bad. Let's go to Jim in West Seneca. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
My question about this is that there were 49 out of 90 people that bothered to vote. So less than 50% of the people want a union. If the law was written that 50% plus one would have to be a vote for a union, they wouldn't have a union at Spot Coffee. But, of course, the rules are always in favor of labor because it's the government.
Of course, and it only requires a simple majority of voters. So that's a good point. That's a good point. Most of the people didn't even want to vote. So, obviously, if they wanted a union, they'd have made an effort to vote. Good point there, Jim, and well taken. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Beamer from Facebook, please.
Yeah, we will go with Ray, who said, I belong to the UAW Local 897 for 25 years. I've never needed representation in labor relations for delinquency or, another word I can't pronounce, for company employs me as an electrician. Myself, I am paying dues for something I have yet in 25 years seen a benefit of.
All right. My dad, I'm not anti-union, but some of the things that they do, I don't like very much. But the bottom line is my father was a Teamster for 32 years. And when he retired, he had a small pension, which was nice. And it was beneficial to him. That's, of course, a huge union. The thing is that with such a large union, sometimes it's awfully tough to get personal. But the point of unionism is that they don't reward those who do more, and they don't punish those who do less. They don't, because they can't. So just remember this. If you're the type that you're giving ideas to the boss and you're working extra and you came in early and, you know, you do all that, if you did it, I hope you did it because it just made you feel good and you hope it was appreciated, because if you're not going to be rewarded by the union. That is quite specific. When you're in the union, you're one of the group. That's why it's called a union. You may not appreciate that if you're the type that wants to, you know, cut hours, leave early, have somebody else punch in for you. Welcome to the union. Mr. Beamer.
Jim says, here's my opinion. A labor union will stunt employee growth and make demands against the business owners the only benefit of that union. Labor unions, have seen their better days and indeed did a good job of promoting important labor laws. But that was long ago, and today's labor laws render unions basically useless for everyone except the money-making union leader.
Oh, and make no mistake about it, the union makes money. There's not much question about that. Yes.
When I lived in Las Vegas and I wanted a job with a casino, I had to join the union first. Was the union I belonged to was the culinary union. So in order to get a job, you went union first, then the union got you connected with whatever hotel you wanted to work with.
So they were really implanted there, part of the culture there. You had to go there first, whether you liked it or not.
Right.
Okay. It brings out a lot. There's good things with the unions and there's bad things. But I'm the kind of guy that believes that if you go the extra mile and you give me more than you even promised to give me, I'm going to make sure that you get the next raise. I'm going to make sure that we do something for you. You can't do that in the union shop. You just can't do it. All right? It is not allowed. They might even file a grievance if they found out. So think about that. I want you to think about that. And what they sell is not what I'm buying. They just sell. If you don't have us, the union, you're screwed, because that's what the employers will do. No, you may have better working conditions, some benefit or something. Yeah, that's true. But it's not like they're going to send you to be waterboarded if you don't join the union. It's not that way. But the union has to push that. The union does not push kumbaya. They know that if you can do it without them, that you will, because you don't have to pay dues. And they have to convince you that you need them. And without them, you'll be unemployed. That's the problem. Beamer, one more before the break.
Along the lines of what Jim was saying, Ken says, unions in the day were great and progressed employee benefits. Unfortunately, since the 80s, the unions have been a wing of the Democrat Party.
And just remember this about unions. When unions first started, there were horrific working conditions. You worked in the coal mine. You worked overtime. It's dangerous. You didn't have safety equipment, whatever. I'll say this. The unions came in and got that cleaned up through legislative action. And now a lot of the things they used to grieve, they used to go out on strike for, are in law. The laws are passed so that the employer can't do it. So regarding hiring practices and whatever. So the very things you used to have to pay for your union dues are now written in law. So you don't need them for that. So they have to keep coming up with stuff that you do need them for, or the unions are out of business. And, of course, the unions have been on a downward slide for the last 5-6 years by a significant amount.
Just look at the South.
Yeah, they're not very happy about it. And how many car companies have voted down that their employees voted down the union that are in the country?
Wasn't Toyota the last one in the South, I think, that they voted it down recently?
It was recent. It was within a couple of weeks. I'm not sure if it was Toyota or not. But various companies have put the vote to their employees and been voted down. The union been voted down. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Will life as a union employee be better at Spot Coffee? And give me your experiences revolving around unionism, good, bad, or indifferent. The vote was 43-6. They have 90 employees. So that's, let's see, 49 is half a, wow, that's not even half of them. And so that says something. But the ones that did vote were motivated by an overwhelming number of 43-6. So we'll see what happens, but I want to know if you think this is good, bad, or indifferent for Spot Coffee. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.